CBS News Special Report, I'm Peter King. Disbelief and broken hearts in Newtown, Connecticut.
All I can think of is they were excited and they were getting ready to celebrate Christmas.
The day after 20 children and 6 adults died at Sandy Hook Elementary, Gene Rosen took in 6 kids who escaped the shooting.
I think one of them said they had seen some blood. One of them said they had seen the two boys were talking about guns. And one of them said there was a big gun and a little gun.
Investigators tell CBS News they've finished what they call a thorough interview with the gunman's father. Daryl Scott's daughter died in the Columbine High School massacre. Now he helps others learn how to stay safe.
We do trainings. We do assemblies. We do a lot of interaction with young people. We provide online materials for them as well as teacher training. So our program reaches about 3 million students in the United States as well as several thousands around the world.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Yesterday's mass murder at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, was the bloodiest attack at a grade school in American history. It has political observers wondering whether the deaths of 20 small children will be enough to tip the debate on gun control when other mass killings have not. Joining us live to talk about it, James Homan, national political reporter for Politico. Hey, James.
Hey, Veronica. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. President Obama says it's time for the country to take meaningful action to prevent tragedies like this. That's what he said yesterday. Do you think that will happen?
Well, we'll see what President Obama means by that. As we saw tragedies last year and obviously far too many of these the last few years, President Obama has hinted at action but not taken any. This time might be different, because he's been reelected and a lot of liberals on his left flank won't take no for an answer this time. You're going to see a lot more pressure. Before, in the context of an election year after the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, for example, liberals were reluctant to really hold the president's feet to the fire. This time, there's not going to be that reluctance. And this ultimately, the president has limited political capital. And even though something like this kind of might make a lot of people more receptive to it, it means a very big battle. Ultimately, President Obama does not have control of the House, and the majority of Republicans in the House are very on record opposed to new gun controls, as is the House Republican leadership led by John Boehner, which determines whether or not a bill gets taken up. So President Obama could push for legislation, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything is ultimately going to pass. We did see after the Virginia Tech shooting a few years ago some laws passed that made it harder for mentally ill people to get guns. You might see some movement on that side of it, but it seems like major changes in American gun laws are relatively unlikely, even in the wake of a tragedy like this.
The strongest impact from this tragedy is that the victims were young kids, including kindergartners, the littlest of the kids going to elementary school. Will that make decisive? You would hope that would make decisive and quick action a must for those who want gun control. Do you think the public will call for it?
Well, that's the if there's a strong public pressure, then you will see movement. The people that are going to determine whether or not new gun laws pass are moderate Republicans from suburban districts, places like Northern Virginia. You know, a congressman like Frank Wolf, for example, who represents Loudoun County. It's someone like that that would need to vote for gun control in order to get a majority to pass in the House. This happened in the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president. He passed the assault weapons ban with the support of about 24 Republicans, like the ones I was just talking about. And if there is strong public pressure, then I think you'll see kind of clamoring from some Republicans, and those are the people that will decide if anything actually happens.
All right, James, thank you so much.
Thank you, Veronica.
James Homan, national political reporter for Politico.